Outrage over Spokes candies is coming to you first today. Also, the debt ceiling and the economy makes the cut for news. It is the business news headlines for Monday, the 23rd day of January. Thanks for being here. In other news, the IRS will start to allow you to file your 2022 tax returns, but might your refund be smaller? Is violent crime up nationally? The answer is no, but it's complicated, and businesses react. Costco is in some deep water over, well, tuna. The Wall Street Report, yeah, we got that, and more layoff news, this time coming to us from Sweden. Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent, FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yes, we are still there. You can find us on Twitter at IOB_NewsHour. Well, last week I was in Nashville, Tennessee on an assignment, one of those where you rarely get out of the hotel. But I did have the opportunity to do a bit of shopping between 9 and 11 o'clock one morning. The shops were on or near Broadway, and I was totally surprised to see bands playing in the bars that dot that street during that early hour. I visited with one manager who told me they go through 12 bands every day, with some playing sets as short as 90 minutes to maybe longer. And the music goes from 9 a.m. and in some cases until 4 a.m. the next day. Also, from the business side, lots of country and pop artists have bars along Broadway, from Blake Shelton to the likes of Kid Rock. And those artists will often come in and do a set. You just never know when. Meanwhile, the other bands, they are hoping to get discovered at some point. Later this week, you'll hear from one singer-songwriter, Haley Payne, who I sat down with and asked about the business of being a singer-songwriter. It's pretty remarkable. Let's get into the news for today. And by the way, it's great to be back. Recently, we shared the story about how Mars, the candy company behind M&M's, caused outrage among conservatives who said the brand had become woke and called out the company for featuring female spokes candies on packages of M&M's featuring only purple, brown, and green M&M's, the colors of the female spokes candies, all in honor of International Women's Day. And here's an example of the outrage. Quote, "If this is what you need for validation, an M&M that is the color that you think is associated with feminism, then I'm worried about you." End quote. That's from Fox News anchor Martha McCallum. And she added that the move emboldened China. I'm not sure where that comes from, but here's the quote. Quote, "I think that makes China say, oh, good. Keep focusing on that. Keep focusing on giving people their own color M&Ms while we take over all the mineral deposits in the entire world." End quote. Meanwhile, a graphic on a Fox show even called the candy, yes, you guessed it, woke. Anyway, now Mars is saying the candy company will take an indefinite pause in using spokes candies and has enlisted comedian and actress Myra Randolph to represent the company. You know, there is or must be a conspiracy behind every action, it seems. Weary. The Treasury Department, after hitting the debt ceiling on the 19th, has moved into extraordinary measures to keep on top of the nation's obligations. Now CNN is reporting that Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is warning that a default could be catastrophic, causing great harm to the U.S. economy, the livelihoods of all Americans, and global financial stability. She went on to say a default would increase borrowing costs for every American and a failure to make payments that are due, whether it's the bondholders or to Social Security recipients or to our military, would undoubtedly cause a recession in the U.S. economy and could cause a global financial crisis. Now, dire warnings of debt ceiling trouble are not new. Federal lawmakers have reached agreements in the past, and this Congress does have some time, or at least until early June, according to Yellen's public estimates, to reach that agreement on whether to raise or suspend the debt limit. Many economists say they expect an agreement will be reached. However, given the current extremely fractious political environment, it could be a long process that would contribute to flare-ups in financial market volatility. None of that is good for the people, the economy, or the health of the nation, frankly. Stay tuned. Staying with the idea of the federal government and money, the 23rd of January is the first day the IRS will be accepting tax filings for the 2022 tax year. Now is a good time to get a sense of whether you'll owe money to the IRS or whether you're likely to get a refund, and if so, how much? Now, here's why. The amounts might be very different than they were last year. Several popular tax breaks have changed since you filed your 2021 return, and your financial circumstances may have altered too. So, for example, if you sold any assets or if you were laid off. CNN is reporting that some of you may even get a smaller refund than what you are due. So what happened? Well, the minimum child tax credit of $2,000 has been made a change. It's well below the now expired enhanced child tax credit that was in effect for 2021. Then there is the tax credit that working parents use to help pay for child care or filers claim to pay for care of an adult dependent. That is lower as well. And there are other changes to the earned income tax credit for those without children, charitable deductions, and if you received severance in 2022, that money could bump you into a higher tax bracket. What to do? As soon as you can, talk to a professional sooner than later. Wall Street bounced upward today. The NASDAQ led stocks to a higher finish on Monday, building on a bounce from late last week as investors awaited a stream of corporate results and weighed the outlook for Federal Reserve rate hikes and the prospects of an economic soft landing. The numbers from today, I'll share those with you in just a bit. Well, there are two sides to the issue of violent crime in the U.S. On one side, there is data that says violent crime is down nationally. But on the other side, there's data that violent crime in some areas of the nation is up. That fact has some businesses, such as McDonald's and Starbucks, considering closing locations or actually already shuttering some. Now, JPMorgan Chase said it would be taking similar measures to keep its customers safe after one disgruntled customer complained on Twitter that they couldn't access an ATM late at night. The bank said in a statement, quote, "We will close several ATM vestibules at 5 p.m. or 6 p.m. due to rising crime and vagrancy that occurred in these previously 24/7 vestibules," end quote. Well, Costco is being sued over tuna. Mashed is reporting that the tuna in question is Costco's Kirkland Signature solid white albacore tuna in water. The tuna is labeled dolphin safe, and therein lies the problem, at least according to a customer who wants to drag Costco to court over the allegedly false label. The Dolphin Protection Consumer Information Act has regulations in place to ensure that dolphins and other marine mammals are not harmed or killed in the course of tuna fishing. California-based customer Melinda Wright recently sued Costco, alleging that the Kirkland tuna fails to abide by dolphin-safe regulations. She alleged the product violates state consumer protection laws since the white albacore tuna is reportedly caught using monofilament leader and circle hooks that pose a safety risk for dolphins. Now, Costco initially dismissed the accusation, but U.S. District Judge William Orrick rejected the company's request, allowing Wright to move forward with the lawsuit that also accuses Costco of false advertisement, breach of express, and implied warranty and unjust enrichment. It would seem that Costco is in some legal deep water. That was a good day for the equities. The Dow closed up 254 points on the day, ending at 33,629, while the NASDAQ picked up 223 points to end the trade at 11,364, and the S&P 500 gained 47 points to end Monday at 4019. The rally was fueled by surging tech stocks as investors started looking at an earnings-heavy week, favoring stocks that were battered last year. The NASDAQ was bolstered by a rise in semiconductor shares that were depressed much of 2022. Meanwhile, this is a week for some high-profile earnings reports and some important economic data. Two words, yeah, you've heard them before. Stay tuned. And finally, there is this. And this has to do with some layoffs over at Spotify. The company announced it will immediately cut about 6% of its workforce, or about 600 jobs. Laid-off employees get 5 months of severance, continued health care coverage, and immigration support where status is tied to employment. Chief Content and Advertising Officer Dawn Ostorf is being let go, but will be a senior advisor to Spotify to help with the transition. The move comes just months after the company reduced some roles in its Gimlet Media and Parcast podcast studios. Despite Spotify's huge investment in the podcasting sphere, its profits dropped by 66% last year, but the company vowed its podcast business would become profitable over the next 2 years. Spotify expects the layoffs to cost the company around $38 million. And that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for joining us, for all of us that put this together each day. Jack Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. I'm still not used to being back in the studio. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.